Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio, which means you can share us, family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That's MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Listen Live in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online, and you should be set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World and check out all the great videos and stories and stuff about animals that get posted during the week. Really, really cute story, a rescue story. Three kittens. Three cats, and one of them being blind, and the two older cats becoming the seeing eye kitties for the little one. And it's a rescue story because they put out the story to try to find someone to adopt all three of them. But it's such a touching story, I'm sure, that when they went public with it, that these cats got a home. I mean, I would take them, you know, if you hear that story. It's really, really cute. So you can check that kind of stuff out. And we have a full studio today. Nathan is here keeping everything on track. And once again, great lasers in the studio. And Stacy's here, and you saw the lasers this time. Pretty
cool.
Yeah,
I did.
Huh?
That's you poked
cool.
your head around.
Yeah, I scurried around there.
It's really neat. And the lasers got really crazy this time. And
they did. I started at midway in the little video there, so that's when they probably would have gotten crazier, like a bigger part of that video.
Well, yeah, at one point it was green and blue, so it looked like a Seahawks celebration. It was very cool.
Yeah, all sorts of colors they put up there.
Yeah, so great.
It's quite a show.
So, and Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen are here. We are taking your phone calls, if you call us, for free remote treatments. For you, for human animals, animals, doesn't matter what kind of a suit you're in today, because they'll treat any of you. Nels works mostly on animals, but some humans, and Linda works mostly on humans, but some animals, so get stereo treatments today. And I'm assuming we do not have...
Our phone lines are completely open, so right now we're offering fast passes to get onto the show.
Uh-huh! Hey, something new. Nathan's got fast passes, so all you gotta do is pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And we would love to chat with you. Now, while we're waiting for somebody to pick up their phone.
I just want to mention, too, you can also email the show animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
That is true.
I think we mentioned that earlier today. And something just popped into my mind I think would be really cool is if you do send us an email, or even if you're calling to go on to the show, you can attach a picture of your pet to the email, and then
wonderful.
We can get to see your dog, cat, or furry friend that you have.
You know, I quit. Then that's what I probably don't mention it anymore, because this is a holdover again. You know, previous production engineers didn't like to deal with that because it requires a little more movement and work, because he can't open those emails and print them out for me here in this studio. It requires sending that information to some other place out in the abyss outside of these doors.
You can't just send it right up
there. I was
just
about to say, now that we have the TV hooked up, I can just take that picture of the pet and then put it onto the TV.
Whoa. You could do that?
We can all see that.
Really? Oh, now,
that's
come on, you guys. All right, all right, all right. Now, everybody get out off your chair, wherever you are, get a picture of your animal. Email it to animalworldlive@hotmail.com, because we're putting Nathan on the spot. I want to see your pictures on our TV screen.
And
here,
you don't even have to call in. Just send us your photos.
Just send us your pictures. Yeah. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And let's see how good Nathan is on the fly here. And let's see if he can put your animal's pictures up on the screen. You don't have a picture of your animal? Well, say you're sending your human animal. Send us a, a picture of you.
And I must say, sometimes it does help because, you know, Nels is always asking, like, what color the animal is.
Well, so and see, we used to do that, and people used to send in and all of that, but I had somebody complain about that, and so we quit saying it, and it just quit. But now that, okay, we'll just give you all kinds of cool stuff, and you keep thinking of all these new things.
Technology has marched forward, and now it's like a push of a button, and boom, there it is on TV.
Well, it has to come into our inbox first. Is anything showing up yet?
Not yet, but we are getting a couple callers. They're not quite ready yet, but we'll get them on hold and show here shortly.
Excellent. So that's wonderful. And but how fun. Okay, so now now there's so many calls coming in that Nathan had to put them on hold for Stacy because she's busy. But that's really great. We are glad. Keep it coming. That's going to keep us busy for the hour. But Nathan, now you're going to help me remember to get back on automatic pilot to give out the email address and tell folks that we can deal with pictures now, because we couldn't do that for quite a while.
Hey, it'll be fun.
Yeah. So now we can. So that'll be really great. So, that would be wonderful. If you're calling in of course, if you're calling in, you're probably not hearing me right now if you're talking to Stacy, but if you're on hold, you'll hear me. If you're calling in and you've got an animal that we're going to treat, while you're waiting for Stacy to screen you and get you going here, well, get on your phone and send us an email picture. Send us a picture of your animal. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. And it would just... we'll get a stronger connection. We can see the picture and able to tune right in. So,
all right. Well, let's go ahead and take our first caller now that they're ready, and that's Cassie. It looks like a soul spa sister of yours.
Cassie.
That's how that Stacy put for me, but she's calling in to talk with you and Nels and Linda. So I'd like to welcome to the show Cassie.
Cassie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, Martha.
Hello. What can we do for you?
Oh, well, I was telling Stacy the story of how, you know, mobile electronic devices don't really like me.
Oh.
Doing.
Well, some of us are a little technically compromised.
And so I was tuning my radio dial today, this morning.
Mm-hmm. And you found Animal World?
It took a while. It really did. I know how it goes. But, yeah, I got there, you know.
So are you calling about your animal or are you calling about yourself?
Basically me. So, I used to have cats, but they all have passed away now, and we live in an apartment now, so I don't really feel that's a fair life for an animal. Our last cat lived with us here in the apartment till she passed away, and she wasn't real happy. Mm. We did what we could for her.
I would say... boy, you know, that cats can be good apartment kitties if you're willing to, you know, play interactive games and get them exercising around the place. I know I've had some clients that didn't feel a cat was right for them, but were on, you know, the top floor of a condominium in the middle of a concrete city. And they ended up doing house bunnies. And because rabbits can make great little companions.
Really?
Yeah, and they can be litter box trained and all that stuff. So I can remember something that it was a high-rise, the top penthouse, the top of this condo in the middle of downtown Seattle, all concrete, and they just wanted to have animals, and just it didn't work for anybody that had to be taken out. But
right.
A couple of house bunnies, and they were happy campers. So that might be a possibility for you. Now, Cassie, would you like... Linda to tune in and do a session for you?
That's a good suggestion. I appreciate it, and I will consider that. Yeah.
So, it's going to happen right now, if you're willing.
Yeah, well, I got to consider things more. I do not live alone, you know. So.
Okay. So yeah. would you like to think about it? We could on hold.
Oh, I'm talking about the house bunnies.
Oh,
I'm all for the healing.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
Let's go.
I was the confused one then. All right, so you'll think about the house bunnies, but now
I'm going to think about that.
Okay, you think about that. Now Linda's going to tune in to help you. Okay, Cassie.
Okay.
All right. So here's Linda.
Okay. So, do you prefer to think about the house bunnies while I work on you, Cassie, or would you like to think about the cat that the last cat that you had in that apartment.
Cat we had in our apartment. Gosh, you know, we did what we could for her.
It sounds to me like it's going to be really important for you to focus on that cat. Just think about the cat. I don't need to know any more than that you are thinking about that cat.
Okay.
So while you're thinking, Linda's tuning in.
Okay, and then you can set the cat outside your thoughts and focus on the feeling of cherish.
Cherish. Okay.
And the number 5, cherish 5.
Okay.
And your eyes are closed, looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you just do some very slow, deep breathing in and out. As you think, cherish 5.
Now, Cassie, you have your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, look up to the right. Slow, deep breathing, thinking, cherish, and the number 5. Cherish and the number 5.
And I also did a little bit of a reset. While I'm at it.
For Cassie. All right.
Good job, Cassie. Go ahead and breathe normally.
Thank you.
And with your eyes open, just very gently tipping your head forward, tucking your chin a little bit. We just want to give a very gentle stretch to the back of your neck. And then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And as you're relaxing and breathing normally, let your last cat come back into your thoughts, just keeping your attention on that cat. And that is complete. And your affirmation to continue keeping the energy that you've got flowing now, that you got flowing, to just think, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish.
Okay.
So you want to repeat this a lot this week. I am thankful. I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish. For the feeling of cherish.
Okay.
All right. So, Cassie, thank you so much for calling Animal World. I hope you'll tune in from now on.
I'll see what I can do, schedules being what they are, but by golly, I got a radio with a
And I'm glad you figured out how to find us. So you be thinking about those house bunnies, and if you have any questions about house bunnies, you call me back next Sunday. Okay?
Sounds like a plan.
All righty. Bless you, Cassie. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, have we got any place else to go?
We do, but I think we need to take a visit with our advertisers first.
Well, would you look at that?
Imagine.
It's time to do that. So let's do that. And callers, hang on, because we'll come right back to you. And presently, we will take care of advertisers. It is the most important part of the show, after all, because without them, there is no show. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are, and Animal World continues. More with Nels and Linda Rasmussen straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Well, golly, does that guy, that voice from I don't know where he comes from, Nathan, just said there's a KKNW app. I didn't know that. And I'm not sure what to do with that. I don't know. I might be as compromised as Cassie is, and you know, with technical devices. But maybe I guess we better not tell Cassie about the KKNW app. Or maybe we should. Maybe that would make it easier.
It is a very simple app.
Is it simple?
Open it up and boom, it starts playing right away. You don't even need to really click a play button or anything. You just
search for
it.
All right, let's pretend that Cassie's still listening, which is very likely. How does Cassie use her phone to get the KKNW app?
Well, it depends on what kind of phone you have, but if you go to your like App Store or Google Play Store and you just type in KKNW AM, all one word, it'll bring it right up and it has our logo on it. And just download that and open it.
And you don't have to pay to download it, right? It's free?
Completely free.
And then what does that app allow you to do?
Just listen to the radio, and also has some pages about podcasts of previous programs. And
okay.
You can see, you know, other schedules of what other shows we have on KKNW.
That sounds like even I could do it. So if even I could do it, I bet Cassie could do it too.
If she has a smartphone.
Yeah, I'll have to remember that if she calls in next week. Let's remember. We'll find out if she has a smartphone.
And if you really want to get advanced, you can even set like an alarm on it. So like maybe 8 o'clock in the morning, it starts playing KKNW AM. So you can wake up and set your alarm for Animal World at 9 o'clock.
Or,
never miss it again.
I think we definitely. Everybody download the app and set the alarm for 9 a.m. on Sunday.
There you go. And you can always do Wednesday at noon.
Okay. So you got to set an alarm for 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, okay? And then the other time for KK, you have to set an alarm is for Mystic Radio, Past Life People and Pets, and the live broadcast of that, Nils, is when?
Wednesday at noon.
So right here,
Pacific
same
time.
Channel, yep. Same place.
3 p.m. Eastern, right.
Right. So noon to 1 every Wednesday. Most usually live shows, and you call in and you and Robin do the work.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like here we got Linda and me. Well, there we got Robin and me.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's
stereo
fun,
treatments,
fun
no
radio,
matter what's going
yeah.
on and yeah. work and all of that. And Mystic Radio moves way faster because, you know, they only have an hour.
Yeah.
So it's
kind of full steam ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So no fooling around. You're going to fool around. You got to come here on Sundays.
That's right.
Then you get to put your feet up on the chair and just hang out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I guess we are headed to Redmond. And Roberta, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roberta.
Morning. I have a whole bunch of favorite people all in one place. I love it.
Oh, might you be talking about us?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Awesome.
Is this Bobby?
Yes.
I told you.
Either one.
I told you. I knew it was you. I could feel you.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're one of my favorites, too. So,
well, thank you very much.
What do you need? What can we do for you today? Or
well,
what can they do for you today?
Dr. Nels worked on Boomer, my dog.
He was right, too, because you nailed it, right?
Yep, I said that.
And then Linda worked on me probably 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Boomer, I think, feels a lot better, so I want to say that. So thank you very much.
You bet.
But I just thought, since you guys were so bored.
Right, yeah.
That maybe I'd call in and see how Boomer and I are doing, because I know Wolfie's happily bouncing around in heaven.
Yes.
All right, so Boomer, what kind of dog is Boomer?
He's a mini Aussie.
Oh, okay. And what was going on with him before when you called in?
Oh, I have Dr. Nels work on him every month.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
we just
okay.
do tune-ups.
Just do tune-ups.
We want to keep him in good shape, and if there's a little glitch in his system somewhere, we want to head it off before it gets
all
to
right.
be bad.
So have you tuned into Boomer already?
I have been tuning into Boomer, and I'm going to get started, and then we can have Linda go ahead and talk to Roberta.
So Nels is tuning into Boomer, Roberta, and
hey.
So now I'm going to turn you over to Linda.
Excuse me.
We'll get the frog out of her
throat.
Get that
frog
here.
Out of there. Okay, hi, Roberta.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice. And
I
want you to, or I invite you to focus on all the changes and things you're making in your life. And just bring whichever part of the changes in your life you want to into your mind.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to have you focus on the feeling of sensitive.
Sensitive.
What was that?
Sensitive.
Sensitive. Oh, I qualify for that one.
The feeling of sensitive.
Sensitive and the number 5. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And you know how to do that square breathing,
uh-huh.
So go ahead and start doing some square breathing while you are thinking sensitive 5.
All right, Roberta, you got your eyes closed.
Yep.
Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead, doing square breathing, thinking sensitive, and the number 5. Sensitive and the number 5. And Nels is still working on Boomer?
Yeah, I've got Boomer going here.
Perfect, Roberta. Go ahead and breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, tucking the chin, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position.
Okay.
And let's see, your affirmation is not going to be including the word sensitive. Your affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of trust.
The feeling of what?
Trust.
Trust.
I embrace the feeling of trust. I embrace the feeling of trust. So that's one you will continue to do to keep the energy going. And
yeah,
how did
How did Boomer do?
Yeah.
Yeah, Boomer actually, I gave him a tune-up, but it wasn't as extensive as our monthly checkups. He seemed to be doing pretty well here. It wasn't that long ago I gave him one. So
he's, yeah, it was only a few days.
Yeah, he's holding together real well.
Cool.
All right. That's excellent. So anything else we can do for you, Roberta?
No, just I'm sure Wolfie knows how much I miss him. But
yeah.
Other than that, I'm glad he's got his wings and all that good stuff.
Yep. I think our pets hang out with us a little longer. Well, you probably have noticed this, Roberta, that especially shortly after he passed, how you catch him out of the corner of your eye. You have that kind of thing go on.
Mm-hmm. And when he was alive, I called him the invisible kitty because I would go looking for him, and it was like he wasn't there. I'd go back in the room, he'd be there. So, yeah, I think he has some special powers.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, the picture that I have of him that you sent me a good while ago, I can see that whole invisible kitty thing there because I look at the picture and almost sometimes for a moment he's not in the picture. And then he suddenly appears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just want to say how much I appreciate you, all the work you guys do. And you know, a great Sunday.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All righty, Roberta, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next time.
Okay, thanks, Martha. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, all right. Any emails yet with pictures?
No, but we have another caller on the line. Starting to get more.
Well, I want to see if this picture thing works. We know you guys can use your phones and call in. Now, come on. Somebody email a picture.
Maybe I need to send one.
All you do is go
I was
to.
Trying to do. That's why I was not quite tuned in, because I was trying to do it, and I couldn't get it to work. All right, Mercury in retrograde, settle down here and straighten out. We need to be able to email pictures here. Somebody send us a picture. Animal, now. All right.
Anyway, in the
meantime, where are we going? Where are we going, Nathan?
We are headed to Manchester with Carol, who is looking to have Nels check the energy of her cat, Caillou. Welcome to the show, Carol. Right. You're live with Nels, Linda, and Martha.
Hey, Carol.
Oh, hi. Good morning. This is me from Manchester, sunny and blue sky Manchester.
Holy
hey,
holy.
You go, that's where the sun is, huh?
Yeah,
well, now I'm looking over my shoulder now, and clouds have parted a little bit. We got a little light blue there, but you actually got some sunshine going along with that blue sky, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So remind me, where the heck is Manchester?
Okay, it's in east Port Orchard.
That's right. Yeah, you're over there somewhere.
Yeah, it's
that area that's over there somewhere to me.
Waterfront property I have, and it's very beautiful.
All right, so you're looking for some help for your kitty friend?
Yeah, I was wanting... Nels and I guess Linda also check in with me if she needs to. But my kitty, Caillou is his name. He's a dark brown and blackish, tabby-ish, Maine Coonish type. And he was a rescue kitty from a druggie house when I adopted him. And at the time he was 5 or 6, so I've had him for 3 years. And I'm just... hoping that his energy is still good. He's really a great cat.
All right. Well, I'm getting tuned in to Caillou here and finding, yes, there's some work I can do, some reset work.
Uh-huh.
And let me just check here. I think your letting Linda tune in to you and getting some work done would also be beneficial not only for you, but for Caillou as well. So I'm going to turn you over to Linda while I continue to work in the background on Caillou.
Okay.
That sounds good. All right, Linda,
hi,
so take over.
Hi, Linda.
Yeah, so I'm going to invite you to think about the thing that is most important to you right now. Just bring whatever it is into your thoughts. And let me know if you have something.
Okay.
You got it? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Something most important.
And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of consistency. which, as I have explained a little earlier in the show, can often be about our timeless nature of our essential self.
That's right. You did
consistency.
Consistency.
And the number four. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And take a deep breath into your abdomen, holding the breath in as long as you comfortably can, letting yourself get a new breath as soon as you need to, as you think, consistency four.
Right. I've been working the right side of Caillou's body for quite a while, so this is a good tune-in. We really need to get something done here.
All right. Well, I mean, that's okay because, you know, sometimes you're done really fast, especially for animals you work on a lot. So go ahead, Linda.
Go ahead, Carol, and breathe normally.
Okay.
And with your eyes open, just gently tip your head forward, tucking your chin. We're stretching the back of the neck very gently and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And as you are relaxing and breathing normally, bring that important thing back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And your affirmation to continue the work that you've already done is, I embrace the feeling of consistency.
I embrace the feeling of consistency?
Okay.
All righty. So what about
Caillou? Yes. Well, it was very interesting because most of the time I'll work on an animal and I'll work on both sides, maybe not being identical points on both sides. In this case, I worked four sets of points, and they were all on the right side. So in general, that means there's a lot of low energy on that right side and excess on the left side. So if you were observing symptomatic type things, oftentimes it would be on the left side of the body. But it's really all about the energy. And so we're essentially just pulling this energy back into balance. So
okay.
It's now both-sided again. So we got that straightened out.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And so, Carol, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling good. And Linda was right on. So I can relate to everything that she was doing.
Wonderful.
And also Dr. Nels. Yes, thank you so much.
You bet.
Yeah.
All righty. Thanks so much for calling Animal World. We'll look forward to next time. Thanks,
right,
Carol. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, so I was kind of tuned out, Nathan, because I sent you two emails with photos.
Well, in the meantime, I did just get a email from Roberta who just called in, and that's with her cat, her Wolfie.
Oh, look at that.
Kitty.
Woo! It works.
Oh, sweet.
All right, now I sent you a couple of cool pictures. I sent you two different emails. So I want you to do those pictures.
Okay. We also have Stacy. She sent in taken bags as well.
Oh, cool.
Oh, boy.
So we're...
Yeah, there's Roberta's cat right now.
All right.
Yes. Oh.
Okay, so we're ready. Can you do us a slideshow? How technical are you?
Not like with a... different emails. I mean, if you send multiple pictures in your email, then I can do a slideshow. Like,
okay.
I can go between Stacy's tank and bags. I can pull that up real quick.
Well, now look at that. That's the whole thing.
So,
wow.
Yeah, there
are the Frenchies. Oh, Stacy, you know what? I've had to give the Frenchies a new category.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Of all the breeds I've been working with, the most challenging has become the French Bulldog.
Oh.
They're very unique.
That they are.
And Stacy has two of them.
Yep.
With two different personalities.
Yep. Oh. Now that would be Tank giving the evil eyeball over the shoulder to Bags, huh?
Yep.
All right. Very cool. Now, can you bring up the ones I sent you?
I don't see them in the email yet.
There isn't anything. Well,
not from you.
Oh, for crying out loud. I sent two. Let's see if it says that I did that.
Well, well, well.
Well, while we work on that, how about we go to our break and listen to our advertisers for a bit?
Oh, you mean I have to focus on the show? Jeez, I'm having too much fun looking at pictures and stuff. I'll bet you're right. It's time to do that. So, all right, I'll try to figure out where I sent pictures to, but wasn't to Nathan. And we will take care of our advertisers. And we have open phone lines?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so pick up your phones, 425-373-5527. That's local, 425-373-5527, or toll free, 888-298-5569. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Looking at Nels, working on my beloved kitty friends, and two of them aren't with me, and I pulled up pictures. That's so cute. Isn't that, because you're in my living room, Nels.
Yeah, look at that. There's the three Abyssinians and Sophie Sweet Cheeks, the tuxedo cat.
Yeah, she's your favorite. You're working on Sophie, and then there's Buzzy, and in the middle is Pingy Audineen. Oh, I love you, darling. PJ. Oh, my beloved boys. Gosh, I'm glad I took those photos. I'd forgotten I had pictures of you working on them in the living room. How fun is that?
Hey, that was a while ago because my head was shaved back then.
Oh.
Now I actually grow a little hair.
Well, you actually do. I hadn't realized that. Well, look at that. I'll be darned. You got a shiny head on that picture.
I do, yeah. You could really buff that one out.
All right. Well, let's see. I think we took care of advertisers doing all of this while I was trying to do photographs and stuff. And it means we heard from Nils. And once again, contact information is changing. So right now, but the old stuff all works, and the new stuff works.
You can say healingministryforanimals.com, or if you don't like that, you can go to spiritualpetconnection.com.
Yeah. So the old one of healingministryforanimals.com, that still gets you where you need to go.
Yep.
And then Spiritual Pet Connection is the new website address, and that gets you there too.
Yep.
Okay, and the phone number hasn't changed. Although Nails prefers you contact him through the website.
Right. But if you're technically challenged, make a phone call.
And that would be 425-238-2668. 425-238-2668. Oh, that's a tank in the Leafs. The
saying
Leafs.
Happy fall.
I got pictures of Robbie and the Leafs. Oh, man. We could just send pictures back and forth.
The slideshows put me to sleep.
Probably
not the best radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we heard from Nils and also from Whispering Dragon, and you know our premier sound healer, Jude is back working again, and you can schedule on Wednesdays or Fridays or in person or remote treatments, and you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com or give her a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. Well, now that's a furry cat belly. Who is that?
This looks like Aster from Kimberly just sent in
Kimberly,
a photo of her cat.
Kimberly, wow, what a gorgeous kitty. Now, she looks like shove that up a little bit.
Okay.
So.
Trying to read this email like a calico here, too, on the side. It says, thank you all for what you do. And she's worked with each of Nels and Linda and Martha. And her kitty and herself have benefited greatly. Aster is partially blind. It may be only in one eye or both. She's not entirely sure. And, yep, there's a picture of the kitty right there.
Now, we don't have anybody on the phone, do we?
We do, but it's somebody else, so I don't know if you want to just talk about this really briefly, and then we can go ahead and take
our
caller.
Because I'm just wondering, I think, you know, maybe Nails, do you want to tune in to Aster, see if she needs anything?
I'll just take a quick look.
I mean, isn't she a pretty kitty?
Well, I'm noticing a certain cross-eyed effect there.
In that picture, he made it larger, and it does look a little cross-eyed. Okay. And didn't you say, Nathan, didn't it say that she's partially blind?
Partially blind in one eye is what Kimberly wrote.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I'm tuned in, and I'm doing a little rebalancing on Aster, so we'll get that.
Okay,
done.
So reward time. Kimberly, we're rewarding Aster with a treatment since you were so kind to send us a picture. And
okay.
Now, this is probably going to be required now. You have to send pictures. Martha wants to see pictures. This is so much fun. Now we got lasers on the screen. Now we got pictures. I mean, who knows what technology will bring now that we have this young, well, he's a year older now, but he's still a baby. Now we have this young mind and technical whiz in the studio with us.
All right. Hey, I should mention for Kimberly that as I'm working on Aster here, I am getting some really powerful sensations in the tip of my pointer finger, which is up on the atlas bone behind the right ear. So there is
a lot of energy moving.
It'll be very interesting to see what happens for Aster after we get this.
Yeah, So, Kimberly, you'll have to let us know. You can call in next week or something and let us know if there's some changes in her or what you notice. Because you're definitely finding a blockage up there.
Yeah.
And that could definitely relate to eyes and stuff, but you don't really know. I mean,
you just know
that there's a blockage there, so you address it.
Right. Okay, we got that balanced, and my fingers have calmed down. So,
all right.
Hey, let's go to our caller.
And that is Ivy in Bothell. Welcome to the show, Ivy.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, Ivy. What can Nils and Linda do for you?
Well, my dog Phoebe picked up a little respiratory something when she was boarding, so just need a little energy healing for reset or something.
Okay, so what kind of dog is Phoebe?
She's a pug Boston mix.
Oh. That ought to be pretty cute.
Yeah.
She is.
And you didn't send us a picture.
No.
Oh.
Martha's pouting now.
Uh-huh. See, now you're all going to hear that. Oh, you didn't send us a picture. So if you don't want to hear Aunt Martha whining on the air, please send us a picture.
All right. Well, I'm tuned in, and I've got some balancing going here. And maybe we ought to have Linda go ahead and tune in to Ivy, huh?
Yep. Are you okay with Linda tuning in to you, Ivy, and seeing what you need?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, Linda, take it away.
Hi, Ivy. I'm going to invite you to focus on, focus on Phoebe.
Okay.
Just bringing Phoebe into your thoughts.
Pug Boston's cute combo, I think.
And I'm going to have you set Phoebe outside your thoughts and just focus on the word grudge.
Grudge.
And we're going to replace this word with the feeling of conscientious. So now you're focused on conscientious.
Conscientious.
And the number 3. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the left side of your forehead. And take a deep breath into your abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to.
Okay, Ivy, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left. And take in a deep breath and hold it as long as you comfortably can. Release it when you need to and replace it with a new breath. While you think conscientious, and the number 3, conscientious, number 3.
And that's perfect. Go ahead, Ivy, and breathe normally. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, tucking your chin, we're gently stretching the back of your neck, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring Phoebe back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Wonderful.
And so the affirmation will be, I embrace the feeling of conscientious.
I embrace the feeling of conscientious.
Okay.
So that's your repeat.
And I always tell people that you can really harness this vibration in a bigger way if you just notice yourself being conscientious, all the little ways that you are conscientious. Noticing other people being conscientious, and that just makes that vibration really get more and more populated into your field, which is what helps keep the thing that you just released from getting another toehold.
Okay.
All right. And
we're all good shape.
Got Phoebe tuned up. There was a couple of things on the right side of the body and then another, just one set of points on the left, and we got that all tuned up. So be interesting to find out how that affects Phoebe in the future.
Yeah, yeah, and hopefully that she'll heal up from her, respiratory stuff from the kennel, and this should only help with that because those blockages have been addressed. So, yep. Ivy, thanks for calling Animal World. Let us know how Phoebe's doing.
Okay, sure will. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I can't tell. I'm looking at the screen. Did Kimberly answer us?
She is just saying thank you for the quick little tune-up that she gave for Esther.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, yeah. And so Kimberly, let us know what, if anything, you notice after this, because Nels did what you found something up on the head.
Yeah, right behind the back of the skull, the top bone, there's energy points there. And in contact, he knows I got some pretty powerful surges. So there was a lot of imbalance in that area.
All right.
I've actually had, one cat that was cross-eyed.
Yeah.
And when I was done, it wasn't.
Really?
So you never know what might happen.
Well, but I mean, was this like a cat that was cross-eyed all the time?
Yeah, it was somebody in my little town of Darrington, and they said, hey, my cat's cross-eyed, can you do anything? And I said, well, I don't know.
Yeah?
But I just balanced it, and lo and behold, they uncrossed. So
Now, do you remember any details? How old a cat this was?
This actually was about 10 or 12 years ago, so I really remember other than that. When I saw the crossed eyes in the picture, though, I thought, oh, this looks familiar.
Right. See, I'd wonder how old was the cat? And it's a 5-year-old cat, been crossed its whole life, and you do a treatment and it's uncrossed.
As I recall, it was fairly young, probably around 3 is what I'm guessing.
Okay.
And kind of a tabby, torty kind of a thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And do you remember, was there any follow up? Did the eyes stay uncrossed and everything was fine after that? Or do you remember?
I never really heard any more after that. It may have been only temporary or it may have lasted. I never really got the word.
I kind of take, no news is good news.
Yeah.
So something like that. You don't hear anything. Chances are they probably were fine, or if they'd gone back, you might have heard from them again.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. All righty. Well, you know what? We are out of time for this week's edition of Animal World, but gosh, it was so much fun to be in the studio with everybody. Nathan, you are a blessing. Thank you so much for all the wonderful things you're doing for Animal World and giving me pictures, but you're also responsible for the host whining on the air now, so you better come up with some good pictures to keep the host happy. Anyway, everybody, now that's all Radio Land here. You got to start emailing your pictures on Sundays, especially when we're... So next week, Natasha will be here, so just... practice ahead of time if you're going to call in about your animal friends.
And just not any old picture, but probably a most recent picture. Like, take a picture of your animal the day of. That way we can be really in tune with what's going on right now, rather than maybe a puppy picture when your dog's already an adult.
Because then Natasha can tune into the energy as it is right away. But anyway, so that'll be fun to play around with this new toy. So you can reach Nels at healingministryforanimals.com or spiritualpetconnection.com. You can give him a call at 425-238-2668, 425-238-2668. You can also stay tuned after Animal World today to hear an encore presentation of last Wednesday's Mystic Radio, Past Life People and Pets. And I'm sure you say it was, but was it a good show?
Of course it was a good show.
Some interesting good calls and all of that. Now, Linda, you can reach at her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com, Vertical Energy on Facebook. You can call and text her for a free introductory session. The number is 206-841-1992. Next week, behavior training and healing with me, and talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other, personal awareness coaching, and send your animal pictures for Animal World next week. Thank you, Nathan, so much. Thank you, Stacy, so much. Thank you, Nels and Linda, for making the trip in and for all the great healing work today. Really appreciate it. And so I guess we're out of here. So as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.